Welcome to Real Conspiracies with Scientific and Spiritual Solutions with Dr. Robert Newton. This program will be empowering, not only uncovering conspiracies, but actually offering solutions to these plots. There will be no holy cows, no subjects off the table. We will cover health and medical fraud, terrorist attacks of both foreign and domestic origin, banking and corporate fraud. But we'll also discuss euphoric sexuality, transcendent blissful states of meditation, zero-point energy systems, and sustainable agriculture and housing. And now, your host, Dr. Robert Newton.
Hey, 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 namaste. This is Dr. Newton, and let's get ready to rumble. So today's topic kind of has to do with the rumba, the sexual dance. Okay, and in fact, rumba is a very sexual dance, very erotic and very sexual. The name of today's show, is there more to sexuality than just fun with friction or 50 Shades of Grey? Okay, so before I get to that, just wanted to put up one of my new book, Beyond the Mists of Time and Trees Rule the Earth, is getting has about 6 or 7 five-star reviews on Amazon, as well as within the book. I believe right now this book is, we had it free for a while to build some buzz. Right now I think it's $1.99, which is less than half of a cup of coffee. Everyone is telling me, even the people that haven't left reviews, the people that I've talked to say that the book is really hard to put down, and a lot of people have read it in one reading or read half of it in one reading. So that's a testimony to the book. It really makes me feel really good that it's getting that kind of response. As an author, you always wonder how your stuff's going to be accepted. And the things I put in this book are really on the cutting edge. It's like Avatar on steroids, in a manner of speaking. In other words, it's way beyond Avatar, but actually the movie Avatar inspired the book. So if you go on there, if you buy the book, say on Kindle or on Amazon, a paperback, and you leave a review on Amazon, I will send you a free copy of A Map to Healing Your Essential Divinity Through Theta Consciousness. So it's actually not costing you anything. I'm actually almost, I don't want to use a word, but anyway, let's just say that it's more than a win-win situation. It gives me reviews, which helps me. It gives you another book, another incredible book. And also, A Map to Healing has 4 and 5 star reviews also. So, I mean, you're getting 2 top quality things of great information and great things. So let's just get to the show right now. Let's start the rumba. I should have put some music on. I forgot. But anyway, let's pretend the music is going and we're starting the rumba. Okay, so the big thing, it seems like, in sexuality right now is this 50 Shades of Grey, where they're using bondage and fetishes and things like that to increase the sexual experience. And it's kind of like, this is like a forbidden thing. And then you also have in some of these pornography videos, you have 2 men with 1 woman, 2 women with 1 man, group sexuality and all of that, and I'm certain that it can be an exciting experience, but I'm looking for a sexuality more than just beyond excitement, but something that you can use to create so much energy that it will throw you into the higher dimensions, the higher spiritual realms, the higher dimensions like the 4th and 5th and even the 6th or more dimension. And now this is within the realm of the doable. It's not some just remote notion, some far out idea in my mind. I've been studying this subject for about since the mid 80s, so that's like 30 years, so more than 30 years, about 30 years. So that's something that I'm not coming into it as a neophyte or as from just a theoretical aspect. So realize within the sexual experience between a man and a woman, or between a man and a man, and a woman and a woman. But especially within a man and a woman, you have what you call a woman with a negative electrical charge and a man with a positive electric charge. This doesn't mean the man is better. Au contraire, probably the woman is better than the man, because a woman is more sentient, more feeling, more receptive. Okay, so what you get here is when you get a plus and minus, this is what's called alternating current. This is what makes this is what creates a lot of energy. Now, with a man and a man, or a woman and a woman, coupled sexually, one for each person to get this full sexual electricity, electromagnetic energy, one person must play the negative role and one person must play the positive role. If people are playing both the positive or the negative, what you're going to get is kind of a repulsion effect. And you're not going to get what we're looking for. At least what I'm talking about today is building the higher energy that allows you to go into the higher sexual realms. Now, lest you believe that sexuality is dirty or nasty, this is how most people are approaching it, with the 50 Shades of Grey and with the fetishes and with the group sexuality and all of this. I'm not saying nothing happens from that. I'm simply saying that you're not using the energy in the higher form in the most optimum manner possible. Okay. It's not, unfortunately, in our society, through religion, especially through the Catholic Church and probably even the Protestant Church, and through Islam and everything, sexuality is looked at as something that's necessary, but it's a dirty and naughty thing. If that wants to be your perspective, okay, c'est la vie. However, you will never reach the promise and you will never reach the potentialities of what can be created if you simply allow the energies to build in a defined manner and in a deliberate manner, where you delay the orgasms and everything. This is what will create more energy. This is what will put you into the higher dimensions. So in Tantra and Taoism, tantric sex and Taoist approach to sexuality, that's the whole thing, is we're not in a hurry to have a climax. We're not in a hurry to have an orgasm. We're in a process of building the energy so that when the orgasm occurs, there's so much energy behind it that the energy is coming out through your head, and that this is going through the crown chakra. This is able to take you into the higher dimensions, and not only able, it will, if you allow the energies to build. That if man has the orgasm before the woman, that's no good. That's not taking the full advantage of the energy. You're only getting the positive energy. You're not getting the circuit energy. You're not getting the negative. Halloween is making me laugh. It's just in all kinds of sign language to entice me. So anyway, I'm going to put Halloween on the air. I'm going to make her do the show. So this is what we're trying to do. So additionally, there's certain things that you can do for both the male and the female, certain meditation techniques that are going to before sexuality, or even done every day, to build up the prana, the chi, the life force, the electromagnetic energy in your body. Indeed, this can happen. Those who practice are those who reap the benefits. So Halloween is making me laugh. So with the Tai Chi standing meditation, this is a way that you can actually literally very quickly feel this electromagnetic energy coming into your body. You can start feeling it in your hands. You'll start feeling it in your spine as a warmth or a tingling. like electricity. You will feel it in the medulla oblongata, is the soft spot, the cavity behind in the back of the head, where it indents. So lots of energy goes through this area. These are, you know, this isn't even considered a chakra, but I must say it needs to be. This is a huge omission, the medulla oblongata. So there's also, I have diagrams of that in that book I've been telling you about, A Map to Healing and Your Essential Divinity Through Theta Consciousness. So if you don't want to read Beyond the Mist of Time, you might want to pick that book up. In fact, I would say you're going to have so much information in there is that you'll be really thrilled, but it's so deep that I don't know anyone that's read it in one sitting. There's just that much information to absorb, and I wouldn't even recommend doing it that way. My novels, like Beyond the Mist of Time, yeah, and The Hidden Codes of God, yeah, you can do that. That would be a good thing. So all of those books are available on Amazon, on Kindle, and I really recommend the Kindle because you're going to save a lot of money. If you don't have a Kindle player, they can give it to you on Kindle Cloud. That's how I'm getting the books. I'm just reading it on my computer, and it's a great way to do that. All right, so another meditation that I'm going to talk about, and it's also on A Map to Healing and Your Essential Divinity Through Theta Consciousness, is the backflow meditation. It's pretty hard for me to describe that meditation, but in chapter 3 of my book, I do describe it, and I do have diagrams, as I do for the Tai Chi standing meditation, so that you can pull these things up. But basically what you're doing is you're pulling the energy up your spine, keeping your consciousness focused backwards into the medulla oblongata, and breathing in an even breath, whatever you breathe, a diaphragmatic breath with the mouth and closed. I was going to say the nose closed. I don't think that would work too well. Ha ha. So anyway, with the mouth closed, all the meditations, the Tai Chi standing meditation is done the same way. And all of these different meditation, whenever I refer to meditation, I'm referring with the inhalation through the nose and not through the mouth. Some of the breathings in Kundalini yoga do use energy through or breath through or out through the mouth. What I'm gonna recommend even will take you beyond Kundalini yoga, even though Kundalini yoga is great and Qigong is great. There's still things beyond that. And I'm going to talk about that in a minute. So go to that book, get this information. You won't regret this book. There's so much information on Map to Healing. There's so much information on healing, on how things have been set up on planet Earth, how things have been set up against us, but this won't stop us. We can work right through it. Once we know what's been set up against us, then we can have a plan of action and move around it. It's even been claimed that in the DARPA project that they're messing around with multiple future timelines on Earth. And you know what? I don't even care that they're doing that because I don't have to live within their timelines. As Schaefer said in Search of the Divine Plan, there's an infinite number of open space in the quantum field waiting for us to come and fill it up. So we're not limited in any way, shape, or form like we've been taught. We've been taught, there's a certain amount of resources and there's a certain amount of positions at the top. If you take what Dr. Schaefer is saying, you see that there is no limitation, in fact. And I talk about that in depth in the prologue of A Map to Healing. I talk about how there's no lack of energy, there's no lack of oil, there's no lack of anything. And is it not even a lack of water? Do you realize that there's all kinds of water in the atmosphere and it can be pulled out? If you're interested in that and drinking pure, clean water, please contact me or go to www.drrobertnewton.com and look at my specs on the atmospheric water generators. This would be a highly intelligent thing to do. So no matter where you live, even if it's an arid area, you can pull You can pull water out of the air, and there's other ways that people have done this on the top of a canvas for centuries, if not millennia, with that, not even longer, like Aboriginal type peoples, like Native Americans, people that live in and within and off the earth, literally. Okay, so let's get back to the topic of sexuality. So, well, one of the things that I found for me, the most miraculous thing, was in 1993, Yogi Govindan Satchitananda he initiated my wife and I into Kriya Kundalini Yoga. And one of the most amazing things we learned there, I consider this the jewel of the jewel, the most fragrant flower of all, is Kriya Kundalini Pranayama. I teach this in classes. I talk about it in the book, A Map to Healing, but I did not put it in there. And one of the reasons why I did not put it in there is because you need someone around you that knows what's going on when you're first learning this. Because you can go into a Kundalini experience like I did one time, and if you don't know what's going on, and I didn't have anyone to help me navigate through it, and I figured it out myself, but it's very, very, very disorienting. So within the Kriya Kundalini Pranayama, you have the ability to go into a Kundalini awakening and put yourself in the fifth, sixth, or higher dimension. And also what really happens is that the body is being infused with tremendous amounts of prana or chi or life force energy. And when it comes into that, with that kind of force that it comes in, then it can become very disorienting. I mean, you can't even hardly relate to the third dimension. The walls look not all solid. They move a little bit, and they're wavy, and you really can't function much in the third dimension. It's just, you definitely couldn't drive. You'd probably have trouble even putting the key into the ignition to turn it on, but don't ever drive if you do that. So anyway, with this Kriya Kundalini Pranayama, it's a very extended breath. It's, again, through the nostrils. Whatever you breathe in, for whatever count you breathe in, you breathe out twice as long. And to do that, you need to know these mudras that I teach in classes. So if people are interested, if you can put enough people together, I'll basically go any place to do a class to teach this. This is the most liberating breath. Okay, it will enhance your psychic abilities off the chart, and it will enhance your sexual abilities likewise. It will allow you to be able to attract so much prana for the male that he can share with his female partner, or in the same sex couples, but preferably each playing a different polarity role, the plus minus that I talked about, so that you can get this great amount of energy that's there for harvesting and for using and for evolving and for transformation. There's this really, really, really good book that I've read a couple times myself. It's called The Taoist Secrets of Love, Cultivating Male Sexual Energy by Montauk, M-A-N-T-A-K, Chia, C-H-I-A. C-H-I-A, yeah. Okay, and not only does he talk about using the sexual energy, so this is basically for men to cultivate their male sexual energy. And one of the things I don't like, the only thing I don't like about this book is he considers the woman, and mostly in Taoism, the woman is considered to have an inferior position in the sexual experience. It's believed that it's necessary for the woman to have an enjoyable experience and to have an orgasm, but they believe it's most important for the man to have that. And I say, au contraire, that's BS. I don't like that. And also, my one of the Satgurus and avatars in Kriya Kundalini Yoga, Tita Mular, talks about that in his book, Teeter Mundrum. He puts women down. He considers women as energy vampires of the male sexual energy. I don't see that at all. What is being assumed here is that, and what Taoism assumes, that there's only a certain amount of prana or sexual potency or sexual energy that the man can have. Again, au contraire, this simply is not true. This universe is teeming with prana, with chi, with electromagnetic energy, with the energy of God. It's teeming. There's no shortage of it. Believing that, and a man believes that there's a shortage of male sexual energy, then that will manifest in their lives, and that's the way it'll be. So from a law of strict physics, this simply isn't true. Within Taoism and within some of the Kriya yogis, they believe this, but look at this thing logically. This is so idiotic, and it's so dismissive and rude to women. For me, I couldn't even envision a planet without the women, without the feminine energy. It would be unbearable living on this planet. Unbearable. Think about it. All you men that think that you're dismissive about women and you say, well, can't live with them, can't live without them. Just say, you can't live without them, you can't live without them. Get rid of that thing that they're like too hard to deal with. Look, us men aren't any easier to deal with. In fact, we may even be harder to deal with. So, you know, you need to you need to work through all this BS that people spew about. That's why I don't even like hanging in big groups of men, because this kind of mentality comes up all the time. I've never identified with it, and I never will identify with it. It's not evolved, it's not spiritual, and it's not equitable in any way, shape, or form. Okay, so the Kriya Kundalini Pranayama is talked about in my book, but I don't have it in there. In Kundalini Yoga, they talk about Pranayama. It's not the same thing as Kriya Kundalini Pranayama. It's simply not. I've never seen their breath listed. Any of their breathing, there's many breaths that they do and the meditations that they practice, but I've never seen the kind of with whatever you breathe in, you breathe out twice as long. This puts you in a super elevated state when you do this. Your brain waves are going into, they're starting at the worst in the alpha and soon will be in theta. When you become a good practitioner of this then you can... you can definitely really, really go into the realms. You can go into the Akashic Records, pull information out of the universal field or what potentially in the Yoga Sutras called celestial hearing. It's all the same thing. It's being able to access knowledge in the atomic field that's all about. And Dr. Hertak talks about that in the Keys. Dr. J.J. Hertak talks about that in the Keys of Enoch. He talks about there being a computer in the central part of the universe that stores all the information in all the universe. And in fact, when I first heard that, I thought it was loony. But the more I've been able to think about it, the more I found out it's Rumi. It makes a lot of sense. Rumi, that gives us room to expand, or Rumi, the great Iranian philosopher. Ha ha ha. A little pun there. Okay, so keep you on your toes. Again, I recommend the Taoist Secrets of Love, Cultivating the Male Sexual Energy. And he also talks about, Mantak Chi also talks about that using the sexual energy is a way into immortality. Okay, so let me give you some contravening views on this. So in The Death of Death, written by my Satguru and my avatar, Babaji Nagaraj, he talks about that in order to go into a state of immortality, you have to be in a state of chastity. But he never defines what that word chastity is. So to most people, that means without sex or sexuality. Also in the Mahabharata, it also talks about that too, that you need a certain type of chastity. I'm feeling that their definition of chastity is different than what we use today. It may be like a mental purity or something like that, and that makes complete sense to me. But when you see what you can do with these sexual energies, I talked about how when you do the Kriya Kundalini Pranayam, that you're going into theta waves. When you go and when you do this enough, when you can get to do this, where you can do many repetitions of Kriya Kundalini Pranayam at about a 30 to 40 second interval for each complete breath, you have the ability to go right into samadhi, which is like a state of consciousness where you're flatlined, where the heart is not pumping and the blood is not circulating, or it may be just a little bit or very lowly or very slowly. And this is a state that you can be in for many hours. If you are a practitioner of Kriya Kundalini Pranayam and a veteran, an experienced one, and you have a sexual experience, a sexual orgasm, climax with your partner, you can easily, naturally go into samadhi likewise. Okay, and this samadhi is like, I talk about it in the Map to Healing and Your Essential Divinity through Theta Consciousness. So I've given you many reasons why you should get this book. I admit that the book is not edited all that well. Working with Balboa Press, which I call Baloney Press, because they never kept their promises. They never did what they said they were going to do. They never kept their editing promises or anything. Finally, you just get tired of dealing with these people. But the information in the book was written in 2011. It's still in 2010 and 2011. It's still on the cutting edge. I've seen no book that even remotely comes close to this book. If you get it and you read it and you can tell me that I'm wrong, and you can tell me that and with a straight face, and you haven't marked up your book, and you buy the book from me at www.drrobertnewton.com, I will refund your money for the book, plain and simple. That's how much I know that it has validity. That's how much I know it'll work. Okay, so enough said about that. Let's move on. So here's an interesting thing that happens during an orgasm. Let me go and say about the meditation. In deep meditation, the University of Northern Arizona did an extensive study that I saw at the Science of Non-Duality Conference, which will be this October from, I think, the 23rd to the 26th at the Dulce Hayes Mansion in San Jose. I'm going to be there, and I'm going to have a presentation on going into a state of immortality and how to manipulate or to control the DNA or direct the DNA so that you can make that happen. This is in conjunction with a book that I'll have coming out pretty soon called Piercing the Veil of Time. Although this book is a novel, I guarantee you, if you read this book, the people that like Beyond the Mist of Time, you're going to love Piercing the Veil of Time, because I was and still am getting educated from my own book. I'm going into the Akashic Records. I'm going into the Celestial Hearing. I'm going into that computer in the central part of the universe, and I'm pulling this information out, and then I'm coming back, and I'm trying to look as much as I can to get some validation from earthly sources here as close as what I can, as what I can do. And I can tell you that immortality of the human body is within our purview in this lifetime. We do not have to stay on this wheel of karma. We do not have to keep rolling around and around, getting quasi-enlightened, dying, coming back as a dumbass, as a baby, and doing the same thing over and over and over again. It's counterproductive. We can do more. We have the right to do more. Our Creator gave us this right. It's only that it's been taken from us. In my book, Beyond the Mist of Time and Trees Rule the Earth, I talk about this. I talk about the civilization of India. And when you read this, it's in the second or third chapter. When you read this, you'll see that these people, they lived a so much better lives than we had, and when an extended timeline. I'm getting kind of off topic, and I think I can go a little bit more. So you also have more than 10 people in the Bible that I listed in piercing the veil of time who also had at least a 900-year lifespan. And this wasn't because they were using a different calendar, by the way. It's because these people were Anunnaki, and they had or Anunnaki hybrid between alien Anunnaki mating with Earth women and creating these hybrid people, definitely is within the possible. So, you know, scientists even say they don't understand why the body ages, and I go, exactly, but I know why it does. It's the mind that makes it age. It's the morphogenic field, the thought field that surrounds us, and it makes people believe that they have to die. It's inevitable that they have to die to go to heaven. Au contraire, you don't have to die to go to heaven. You can access heaven on earth. And so let me get back to, please, I hope this was interesting. Please forgive me for straying a little bit, but I kind of work on a stream of consciousness. I don't even have any notes for this other than the name of the title and the link to this. And so I'm basically doing it extemporaneously. As far as building your energy, there's another great book that I like, Kundalini for the New Age, Selected Writings of Gopi Krishna, who is a guy like me who went into a Kundalini awakening without knowing what the hell was going on. He talks about it, but he tells you how to use it. He tells you how to direct it. This is a great book. Another great book that I have and I use with Clients and Relationships, The Sexual Secrets by Slinger and Douglas. Great book with many, many illustrations. Goes into the old sexual spiritual traditions and everything. So as far as our purposes, if you're interested in this and going further, these are the kind of things you need to surround yourself with, including my book, because I talk about sexuality and a map of healing, and I show some optimal sexual positions that allow you to, that allow the male to delay the orgasm, and by doing that, then the male can build more energy, and then by doing that, he can share that with his woman, and then by doing that, the woman can share the energy back. It creates a circuit, a plus and minus circulating energy. And this is way, 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 way beyond 50 Shades of Grey. I also talk about this stuff extensively in the Hidden Codes of God. And there's many sexual encounters. It shows you what can happen. If you get my books, you're not going to be disappointed. I don't take my time to write schlocky books. I take my time to write cutting edge, cutting thought, cutting consciousness, transformational type books that allow you and me to go into the higher levels, into the higher spiritual dimension, so that we can go into a state of immortality. Ha, ha, ha. Yeah, indeed, very possible. Not some rantings of Dr. Newton, but actually been done by many of Kriya Kundalini Yoga avatars. There's many that have gone into a state of immortality. There's a man right now, Noga Baba, living in the 16,000 feet in the Himalayas, that's more than 700 years old. I'm telling you, these are, did you ever hear this on the news? No. This is why I don't spend that much time listening to the news, other than I care about the weather. I don't care about the latest bank robbery. I don't care about the latest celebrity breakup. I don't care about the latest dysfunctional life of this musician and that musician, or the the three-ring circus freak show known as the Kardashians and all kinds of other idiocy that they show on TV. Yeah, I watch it once in a while just to see what kind of idiotic kind of things are conjuring up. It gets more bizarre as the years go on. So let's get back to getting this. I went into the Northern Arizona, the University of Northern Arizona study on deep meditation, which showed that people are going into the theta waves. I also have some pictures. I'm going to try to remember to get this in with the archive of this show. Picture showing after an orgasm, showing people being in theta brainwaves. Yes. Also, my friend, Dr. Juan Acosta, who does brain mapping, has literally mapped this live with couples. So, and found these theta brainwaves. So there's definitely a state of divinity that's entered. If you're in the beta brainwave, which is about 13 to 14 hertz, you're in the monkey mind. You're in Shitsville. You're in Nowheresville. Life is difficult. When you start getting into the alpha range at about 13 to about 7 hertz, which is the alpha range and upper theta range, and theta being about 7 to 3, delta being 3 and under, this is when you start getting into the really cool things. This is when you're getting into really, really exciting things. This is when you're getting into high creativity. So meditation can get you there. Sexuality can get you there. But you're not going to get into these higher brain waves if the man is like a minute man. He's having an orgasm within a minute or two after he enters a woman. It's not going to happen. And, you know, us men, we need to make sure that our women have their orgasm. If anything, the man, if it's best to be concurrent. That takes a little bit of practice. But if you can't do it concurrently, then definitely the woman needs to go first. Because if the man goes first, the woman is left there stranded, and you're not dealing, you're not getting the energy, you're not getting the potentiality, the tremendous potentiality of the energy that will take you into these higher dimensions and even into a state of immortality. So I don't know. I thought I was going to go longer. If there's anyone that wants to call in, the call-in number is 347-838-9070. I don't know. I'm feeling I've covered a lot of stuff here. Do you have any questions, Eloina? Eloina agrees 100%. Do I practice what I preach? Yes, I do. Okay. So, look, this is what's really going on. Where I'm talking about things that have been kept for us for years. In India, 1.9 billion years ago, as talked about in the True History and Religion of India by Swami Saraswati, he counts back the yugas, or the yugic time cycles, and that are known to exist, and that's how he came to a 1.9 billion year genesis for the Indian culture, which was called Ananda back then, which means beyond. And everything was beyond there. These people, they lived in such sexual bliss, they lived in such peace, they lived in such harmony, they didn't need hospitals, they didn't basically need a government, because no one hoarded things. It's when you get this hoarding and the unequal distribution of resources is when you need a government. And it's when you start getting out of a state of bliss with your creator is when you start getting sick, and when you need hospitals and you need doctors. And once that happens, it's a slippery slope where things degenerate into what we have today. The medical system today, the allopathic medical system, and the oncology medical protocols for cancer are worthless. The only thing really good about the medical system today is trauma care. They're very, very good at that. As far as disease and sickness, they're pathetically inept. They're impotent. And while we're talking about impotence and ED, I have a program that I did several weeks ago on that. You can access that, I think, on SR Broadcasting. If you can't, I know it's on Blog Talk Radio under this, Real Conspiracies with Solutions. If you go in there and you bring that up and then go into episodes, it'll bring it right up. So I talk about natural ways to deal with these kind of things, and I talk about the different effects. I just want to talk about, I didn't mention the side effects that are associated with Viagra and Cialis, and there's a couple others. There's always problems with rashes, and there can be part problems, there can be different things. Originally, Viagra was a drug developed for heart palpitations, so using it for sexuality was not exactly how it was intended. Beyond the Mists of Time and Trees Rule the Earth, I describe a sexual experience and a sexual coupling and a sexual orgasm and that is achieved through absolutely no penetration. And if you believe this isn't possible, it is. It means that the energy of the people needs to be at a very high rate. You know, all through all the levels, whether it's sexual or not, in the higher dimensions, even in the higher dimensions of heaven, in the ninth dimension where the angels reside, even they exchange energy. It may not be through sexual organs, but through hand-to-hand and feet-to-feet, much energy can be exchanged, and it can replicate an orgasm or something like that, something in the range of that. There's so many possibilities, and there's so many ways to do so many different things, it astonishes me how ignorant we've become on this planet. So my mission is, I could have left this planet about 10 or 15 years ago and gone to the higher dimensions of heaven and lived a much easier life than what I live here. Because on the higher dimensions, because there's more geometries, there's more geometries on the atomic level as listed in Valerie P. Kondratov's Geometry of a Uniform Field. I recommend you check that. You can Google that, and it'll come up, and you'll get educated. You'll start seeing all kinds of things you never knew existed. But because of the more dense geometries, actually there's more energy on these levels, and there is no dense matter. Things become energy, their energy form, which we really are even here. We're really only energy. What appears to be matter right here, right now, is only dense energy moving at a slower rate. But sexuality and these deep meditations, the pranayama and the Tai Chi standard meditation, Qigong and the backflow meditation can get you into these higher states where you access these things. Also, I want to recommend, I just did a show on Artists First Radio Network. I am going to put the archive up on that as soon as I get it. Please listen to that. It's about a book that was written by 8 marvelous women, very insightful. It's called Miracles, Momentum, and Manifestation, and this will show you how to manifest things in your life. This book is available on Amazon Kindle right now for $1.99. Like I said, that's almost free. I wouldn't recommend a book. I rarely recommend books. The books I talked about I recommend, but I rarely recommend books simply because they're not inclusive enough up to my standards. This book, like I said, it's $1.99 is the price of a half a cup of Starbucks. So next time go in and order a half a cup of Starbucks so you have $2 to be able to get the book on Kindle. It's $3.99 now. Oh yeah, a small Starbucks is $3.75. So if you got a half a cup for $1.99, it would have almost $1.99 left to get the Kindle copy. That price isn't going to last. This book also has 5-star reviews, as does Beyond the Mists of Times When Trees Ruled the Earth, The Hidden Codes of God, and A Map to Healing and Your Essential Divinity Through Theta Consciousness. So consider using your money to enlighten yourself, to become more in the light. And this book, my books and that book will help you. It will help you manifest things. The more you're manifesting, the happier you're going to be. The happier you are, the more energy, the more less dense matter you become, and the more prana, chi, electromagnetic energy you become, and everything becomes better in your life. And I mean everything. So since no one has called in and challenged me to, many of the listens on this are on archive. But if I would really appreciate it if you would buy my book Beyond the Mists of Time and give a review on there. Like I said, $1.99 on Kindle Cloud or Kindle Reader. And give me a review, and then I will send you a free copy of A Map to Healing in Your Essential Divinity through Theta Consciousness. So this is Dr. Newton. Thank you for listening. Please share the show with your friends if you feel that it has value. If it has value for you, it may well have value for them. And this helps me. This helps you. We need to raise the vibration on planet Earth. So namaste. Tune in again next week. Thank you very much for listening.
You have been listening to Real Conspiracies with Scientific and Spiritual Solutions with Dr. Robert Newton here on Blog Talk Radio. You can hear this broadcast again and other podcasts of this show at realconspiracies.srbroadcasting.com.